It's another day here at the Comeback Team Studios. This is your boy, Beck Lover, and welcome to the Beck Lover Podcast, where you might learn a thing or two about life. We cover all the news here, all the news that I think's important. Hopefully you do too. And sometimes I talk about things that are just funny or crazy that's going on in the world that we live in. And sometimes reality is stranger than fiction. So welcome to this episode of the Beck Lover Podcast. Make sure you hit subscribe, follow, and I will entertain and educate all you filthy animals that are out there. Thank you for your support. And let's get to the headlines. Interesting times. Interesting times indeed, my friends, as the globe that we are on, spinning through space, continues to, another day of our lives passes. Here in New York City, what used to be the greatest city in the world, in my opinion, and I've been all over the world, I struggle to recognize my city, but I hope you're doing great in the part of the world that you're in. But maybe you're not too happy if you live in the heart of Texas, deep in the heart of Texas. The Texas border crisis is still going on. A lot of the migrants are still trying to get over. We have this conflict that's growing between the government of Texas and the federal government, and the constitutional agreements from hundreds of years ago are coming back into play, and this could very well end up in the Supreme Court, but we'll get to that a little bit later. The Middle East is really boiling. Ever since this conflict started in Israel and Gaza and everything that's been happening, a lot of more countries are getting involved. There's definitely proxy wars happening, and this thing could spiral completely out of control. We're going to cover some breaking news on that. Will the violence ever end? Is Israel ever going to stop? If they get back their hostages, do you think that they will finish the job? Will the people that live in Gaza be allowed to rebuild? These will be things that I think many people will pay attention to, and it will show what the true intention was. Was it to free the hostages, or was it really to use that and level Gaza into a parking lot and then allow new settlements to come in? Time will show who told the truth during this conflict. If you're active out there, I'm talking to all you people that are single and mingling, meeting people, dating, using these apps. There's a lot going on out there right now, and you might want to make sure you're strapping your little Jimmy boy down there, and we're going to cover that in a little bit. Folks, my channel, I don't know how to explain it. We cover daily current events. We talk about crazy things in the world, but we also have amazing guests that come on to our show. Monday, I'll be doing an episode with Money Burdette. She is now an adult film star who was on my show a couple years ago, and we're going to find out why she's decided to make films like that with some of the biggest people in the industry, and we're going to really pick her brain apart, why she did it, why she's going through with it, and what she thinks or how she thinks it might affect her future. Should be a very interesting pod. Make sure you check out that one when it comes out Monday or Tuesday next week, but you can play catch up on all of the archives. We've had amazing guests from hip hop artists to Rachel Ray to Carol Baskin of Tiger King to Lilo Brancato, who played C in Bronx Tale. Amazing stories, amazing interviews by yours truly, Beck Lover. Check that out and a lot more. Make sure you hit the sub button, make sure you subscribe, and make sure that you check out becklover.com. And also, I'm on Twitter, guys, where we can do all of our, you know, cool things together. So let's kind of get to the news today that I wanted to cover, and we will do that now. The U.S. military targets 10 Houthi drones in the new Yemen strikes. Al Jazeera reports the Iran-aligned rebel group has warned of more attacks against U.S. and British warships. The United States military has carried out new strikes against 10 drones belonging to the Iranian-aligned Houthi rebels in Yemen, as well as a ground control center. On Thursday, U.S. forces targeted a Houthi UAV ground control station and 10 Houthi one-way UAVs that presented an imminent threat to merchant vessels and the U.S. Navy ships in the region, the U.S. Military Central Command said in a statement referring to unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs. UAVs. Now, I've also read that they've been threatening the transatlantic communication cables. I need to see where I can find that article. But basically, the Houthis have threatened that if this conflict continues to happen in Israel, with the Palestinians losing so many civilians, women, and children, they will continue to fight by any means necessary to try and stop what is happening to the Palestinians. One of those threats made was about the transatlantic communications, which would cut off communication between continents, which is very interesting. But I still don't understand why we need that if we have satellites. It doesn't make any sense to me. And I never realized that we had this one long-ass cable that went all the way across the ocean. I mean, that's pretty crazy when you think about it. The Times of Israel reports Israeli troops to go into action soon at Lebanon border. Israeli troops will very soon go into action near the country's northern border with Lebanon, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said today. Gallant told troops near the border with Gaza Strip that others were being deployed to Israel's north. They will very soon go into action, so the forces in the north are reinforced. The forces close to you are leaving the field and moving towards the north, preparing for what comes next. Clearly, this war is going to expand on Israel's part, which probably means America will get involved. And if it continues to spiral out of control, I'm very worried about something happening in our soil. We've had millions of migrants come across the border. We've had people threaten us on camera here in America. People that came here illegally, threatening our people on the ground, saying that you're going to know who we are. We've had millions and millions of men come across that border, unvetted, unchecked. We don't know if they're carrying any type of disease. We don't know what their intentions are. We don't even know who's where and what's what. And if you don't think that's a problem, then there's something wrong with you. You have a problem. But clearly, this thing is getting ready to ramp up, and it's not looking like it's going to die down anytime soon. Moving on to news in Florida, CNN has an article here. Judge dismisses Disney's lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and his allies. Make this story short. Ron DeSantis and Disney are having a little bit of tit-for-tat going back and forth. DeSantis, forgot what he did, but he basically took away their right to govern themselves, basically, if I'm not mistaken, what I read in the past. So Disney filed a lawsuit saying that they're being discriminated against. And, you know, I wonder, because when all this really stupid shit started happening in blue states, a lot of companies like Tesla and Joe Rogan and all these people left because they didn't like the way those states were being governed. Well, maybe Disney can move their business to a state that they agree with the laws. But what are they going to do with the castle? I guess there's no magic to move that, is there? And all those rides. So there's nothing worse than having to do business in a state that you don't like, or to have to live in a state that you don't agree with the laws. I think it's horrible that I have to live in New Jersey or New York and pay an extra 10% to my state, which runs things like garbage, and we get nothing for the money they take from us except more and more policies that continue to make people here stupid and lazy and want to stay on welfare and never work. And I have to sit online at Walmart and watch them rack up $700 bills while I'm barely getting by. You know, that's like New Jersey, New York. You go to Florida, they're not taking 10% out of your paycheck for the state. You only pay federal tax. That's called state income tax. We're being taxed too much. It's just ridiculous. So imagine having to live in a place that you don't agree with anything they do. They take 10% of your money and use it on nonsense, on garbage, to pay for hotel rooms for people that came across the border illegally. That's what's going on in New York City right now. They're using your money from your income, from the money they take out of your check in New York City, 10%. They use towards projects that never seem to get finished, highways that take forever to get finished because they're all buddies. They all take time, friends with the contractors. You know what I mean? A little grease under the elbow, probably. And now that we have all these migrants, they're using that money that they take out of your paycheck to pay for people who should not even be here. Period. At least one person is trying to stop the flood of these illegal aliens that are wreaking havoc. You don't think your state income tax is going to go up when they're spending billions of dollars to house these people? They're paying $400-$500 a night for hotel rooms in Manhattan for people that came here illegally. They flew them here. In some states like California, they want to give them free health care. Guys, if you don't think that this is going to impact the quality of your life and how much money is coming out of your checks, remember this when things cost more and you don't have the money to pay for it. Don't blame the messenger. I'm only the messenger. Blame the people that you allow to stay in power, that you don't even hold responsible. But bad man is orange man, right? Only orange man bad. The rest of them are good, I guess, right? Greg Abbott poised to triumph in Supreme Court rematch with Joe Biden. So, Greg Abbott, the Texas governor, who's trying to secure the border because this administration is just allowing them to come right over. It's really a state of emergency. And the way it looks like, this will go to the Supreme Court. And they're going to have to rule if the federal government has the authority to take down the barbed wire and all of the border securing measures that Governor Abbott of Texas is trying to. And I don't see why. How is this even like a debate, man? How can it be that the president and the federal government of the United States of America would even spend time in court about this instead of securing the border and protecting all of us? The fact that they can just remove this wire and allow millions and millions of people in, we cannot sustain. This country will collapse at this rate. We will. So don't be surprised if we do. And don't be surprised if something horrible happens and they say, well, it was someone that got over the border and we tried, but we were tied up in court. Look what happened in New York City. This is the New York Post reporting. Migrants, cowards who beat on cops near Times Square should be locked up. New York Police Department chief says his fifth suspect released without bail. This is why so many people are getting beat up in New York, robbed, and the cops don't care. Because they lost their immunity because of the whole George Floyd riots. And they've been demoralized. And then we had all the shit that was going on with the riots and the chaos. And we had resignations at the highest level. And then you have a federal government that allows illegal aliens to come in. Then you have a local government, like the New York City mayor, who allows these people that are here illegally to beat the shit out of a cop, and then they release him without bail. I mean, what else do you want me to say? The migrants who allegedly ganged up on a pair of cops near Times Square should be jailed. As yet another suspect in the shocking mob attack was cut loose without bail. Juan Boada, 22, even took time to flip the double bird as he strolled out of the Manhattan Criminal Court following his arraignment on charges of assaulting a police officer and obstructing governmental administration for Saturday's caught-on-camera beating. "I didn't do nothing," he muttered in Spanish as he exiled the courthouse hallway in a hall of news camera flashes. I mean, these guys, look, these are the type of people that are coming across the border, tatted like fucking gang members, and no remorse. And you're paying for it. And they beat the shit out of the police on camera. And they're out on bail. But you're going to be safe in New York City. When they can do that to a cop, you, the regular citizen, this guy gets out the next day, puts his finger up in the air. You know who's telling who fuck you? The government's telling you fuck you. The mayor, the governor of New York State. They're telling you, the regular citizen, the one that pays money, the one that pays taxes. They're telling you, you know what? Fuck you. You don't like it? Fuck you. We're going to let all these criminals into your city. We're going to let the homeless run rampant. We're going to fucking shut you down if we need to, if there's a threat, so you can't even open your business. We're gonna take out bike lanes and create congestion when there was none. We're going to put a congestion toll around a perimeter, the heart of the city, to penalize you more for coming to New York City. It's like they want to destroy it, guys and girls. They want to destroy New York City. They don't want nothing to be left of that amazing city that everybody wanted to visit. Nobody wants to be here, even the people that live here anymore. This is what they've done to our city. How many times are you going to be slapped in your face with headlines like this? Okay? this is the New York that you're living in. And they don't even let you have the right to carry a weapon to protect yourself. You can't even be protected by the police anymore, and the politicians ain't protecting you. But when something happens to your child, when something happens to you, God forbid, and it's you as the victim, maybe that's when you're going to wake up and start demanding justice and law and order and laws that make sense to protect the safety of all New Yorkers. But it's okay. Don't worry about it. Babylon shall fall, I guess. Adams has been under scrutiny because even he's been saying, you know what? I know I welcomed them, but it's just too much. The amount of toll it takes on the city, the amount of money, it's going to destroy our city. He started saying this shit. All of a sudden, he's being investigated. You know, you guys can't see it by now. You don't see how it works. You don't go along with whoever wants you to go along. You say something against what they want you to say. Next thing you know, you're investigated. Next thing you know, you're accused of a crime. Next thing you know, you're accused of some type of sexual act. It seems to be pretty common. Maybe it's just all a coincidence. I'm sure these people are all good people, and you know, but it just seems to be kind of funny, don't you? Or as Alanis Morissette said, isn't it ironic, don't you think? It's like corruption has rotted our soul. You take an envelope under a table or two. Next thing you know, when they're through with you, they'll throw you in jail to get rid of you. Life is a funny thing, don't you think? The EU, we'll jump into Europe, Reuters, EU agrees $54 billion, $54 billion in new aid for Ukraine as Hungary falls in line. European Union leaders unanimously agreed on Thursday to extend 50 billion euros in new aid to Ukraine, sending a message to the U.S. split on whether to keep backing Kiev in its fight against Russia's invasion. The agreement overcomes weeks of resistance from Hungary and comes amid uncertainty over the future of the U.S. aid. Kiev relies heavily on Western support as the war, the biggest conflict in Europe since World War II, nears its third year. This is also a good signal towards the U.S. The American president is a good friend and ally who is working hard to win support for his demands for Congress. Ukraine dollar bonds gained on the news, and Kiev said it expected to receive the first tranche of 4.5 billion euros from the EU in March. I wonder where all this fucking money's going. And in the end, I don't think Ukraine will win. And I hate to say it because I have Ukrainian friends, but I don't think they're going to win. And I just don't. But who knows? Maybe I'm wrong. Since we're in that part of the world, Al Jazeera reporting Russia lawmakers passed bill to confiscate assets of those who discredit the army. It allows seizure of money, valuables, other assets of those convicted of spreading false information about the military. Lawmakers in Russia, lower house of parliament, have approved a bill that will allow authorities to confiscate the assets of those convicted of spreading deliberately false information about the military. Which I guess I could kind of understand that. I mean, if you're spreading false information about the military, you could be harming your country and those service members. But I hope it's not used as some type of tool to silence political dissident. And that's why, for me, any type of censorship can be a very thin line to cross. Very dangerous. When you give up a right, it's very hard to get it back. Discrediting the armed forces is a criminal offense under an existing law that was adopted as a part of the sweeping government crackdown on dissent after Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. Thousands of activists, bloggers, and other Russians have received long jail terms or been detained or fined for speaking out against the war. See, that is something I don't agree with. And that's why we have to protect freedom of speech. That's what makes us different, guys and girls. That is why we must protect the First Amendment here in the U.S. and on the internet, period. So, popular writer Dmitry Gluskovsky was handed an 8-year jail term in absentia after a Moscow court found him guilty in August of deliberately spreading false information about Russia's armed forces. among the country's best-selling novelists, Grigory Chakalavaslasvili, and known under the pen name Boris Akunin, was charged under the law and added to the Russian register of extremists and terrorists. In November, a court in St. Petersburg jailed Sasha. So basically, a lot of them are getting rounded up. So be careful if you're in Russia. Now, for those of you that like to do the hanky-panky, there's nothing wrong with that. We're human beings. We all have our needs. Sometimes you just want to make love. Sometimes you just want to beep. If you're someone that's promiscuous, meaning you have more than one partner, you're doing it the monkey dance with a lot of different people, I just want to let you know that syphilis cases rise to their highest levels since the 1950s, the CDC says. The number of syphilis cases in the U.S. are on the rise. According to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, cases increased by nearly 80% to more than 207,000 between 2018 and 2022. Now, understand something. If these people are promiscuous, they sleep with 2, 3, 4, 5 different people a month, it spreads even quicker. You understand that, right? You better be careful out there. You better demand STI reports with people before you sleep with them. Make sure they're real STI reports too, that they're authentic. Don't just sleep around, because you're going to help spread this wave of syphilis. Rates increased among all age groups, including newborns and in all regions of the country. In 2022, 3,755 cases of babies born with syphilis in the U.S. Poor babies didn't even do anything wrong, which reflects an alarming 937% increase in the past decade. That's crazy. Because STIs often do not show symptoms and screening is necessary for timely diagnosis and treatment, changes in access to sexual health care can affect the number of infections diagnosed and reported. The stigma surrounding STIs can also keep people from seeking care and buries the truth that all people deserve quality sexual health care. Some people face tremendous barriers to STI prevention and health services, so the most important work is often outside the clinic, whether it be out to the communities with testing, interviewing patients, or to offer services to their partners. In the United States, syphilis was close to elimination in the 1990s, so we know it's possible to reverse this epidemic. I have hope for initiative prevention tools such as a pill after sex that prevents STIs and better tests for syphilis. Now, for those of you that are wondering what syphilis does, it can cause serious health problems, including damage to the heart and brain, cause blindness, deafness, and paralysis. If transmitted during pregnancy, it can cause miscarriage, infant death, and lifelong medical issues. With the right antibiotics, the STI is curable. So, really, this is just being responsible. You know, it's just being responsible. If you're out there doing things like this, you know, and you're going with all kinds of people, you meet them in the club, you meet them at a party, like, you really, like, you're playing a dangerous game. So please don't. Take care of yourselves. Now, everyone tries to, like, do something cool to get clout or, you know, become social media famous. I try to use it with my intelligence. But in Pennsylvania, a man was arrested, reported by NBC News. A man was arrested after allegedly killing his father and displaying his decapitated head on YouTube. In the video, which has been removed, Justin Mohn says his father was a federal employee and refers to him as a traitor while voicing right-wing conspiracy theories. A Pennsylvania man has been arrested after allegedly killing his father before displaying his decapitated head in a gruesome YouTube video while sprouting right-wing conspiracy theories. Justin Mohn is accused of killing his dad, Michael Mohn, police told NBC News. While police did not release the victim's age, public records show him to have been 68. Mohn was taken into custody about 100 miles away from the crime scene on suspicion of first-degree murder, abuse of a corpse, and possessing an instrument of crime with intent. He was arraigned at 4 a.m. Mohn says his father was a federal employee for 20 years and refers to him as a traitor, calling for the elimination of all federal officials and attacking President JB's administration, the BL movement, the LGBTQ, and Antifa activists. YouTube removed the video, which is more than 15 14 minutes long hours after it was posted. This video was removed for violating our graphic violence policy, and Justin Mill's channel was terminated in line with our violent extremist policies. So, that's wild. Speaking of, you know, just it's just wild what's going on in the world. Like, we have a serious, serious mental health problem. We have a serious, 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 serious mental health problem in this country. We have a serious, serious, serious mental health problem in this country. And no, I don't have a mental health problem. Fox News: judges dismisses Trump's lawsuit alleging infamous dossier and his scandalous claims damaged his reputation. Now, I find this to be a little hypocritical, and I'll give you my little spin on it. Again, guys, whether you like the guy or don't like him, you can't deny what is fair and what is not fair. A judge in London threw out a lawsuit Thursday filed by former U.S. President Trump, which claimed the infamous dossier and his shocking and scandalous claims harmed his reputation. There are no compelling reasons to allow the claim to proceed to trial, said of the lawsuit filed by Trump against the Orbis Business Intelligence, a company co-founded by Christopher Steele, the former British spy who created a dossier in 2016. The dossier was paid for by the Democrats and published during Trump's first presidential bid against Hillary Clinton. It contained uncorroborated allegations and rumors that spread like wildfire among Trump's critics and through mainstream media outlets. Trump repeatedly denied the accusations in the dossier, which included rumors about him engaging in acts, physical acts, with Russian workers, escorts. He unequivocally said the dossier was fake news and a political witch hunt, then sued to clear his name. The ruling comes as Trump is the frontrunner for the 2024 presidential election. Trump's legal team argued former president suffered personal and reputational damage. Absolutely, he did. Everyone talked about the Steele dossier. Everyone talked about that dossier. They accused him of everything in that dossier. Steele dossier. So he can be attacked. He can be have things made up against him. He can, you know, be the victim of false allegations and rumors and gossip. And when he's accused of it, he has to pay. I'm going to just pull this up. How much did he have to pay? Trump had to pay $83 million for similar type accusations. Former President Trump, this is reported by MSN.com, has been ordered to pay $83.3 million in damages to writer E. Jean Carroll for defaming her after she accused him of an act, a physical act, sexual act. A jury ruled Friday, ending years of litigation as Carroll has sought retribution for the former president's attack on her and adding to the $5 million Trump has already been ordered to pay her. After a brief deliberation Friday afternoon, the jury returned a verdict saying Trump must pay $83.3 million in damages, including a $65 million award for punitive damages and $18.3 million in compensatory damages. You know, I find it amazing, man, that we give this kind of money to people, but if someone loses a leg, an arm, a fucking eye, we don't pay them shit. Just a side note. It never made sense to me. I think if the lady got a couple million, you got people that are sent to jail, okay? Innocent. They lose 20, 30 years of their life that they can never get back, and they don't even get this kind of money. It's just really weird to me sometimes. She filed the second lawsuit in November, whatever. You get the point. So she accused him of all this shit. The jury took her side. They don't even take the case, let alone give him money. They won't even take the case. This guy tried to destroy the last president, Trump, with his dossier. That's a fact. A lot of false information there. A lot of bullshit was in there. In any event, I just want you to see the double standards. NBC reports eating kimchi. Now, for those of you that know anything about Korean food, there is a dish called kimchi. It's basically like this boiled cabbage that's made very spicy. It fucking stinks. It's fermented, okay? I've lived in many places where my next-door neighbors were Korean, and I just want to say for the record, Korean-Americans are amazing people. They're very kind, very polite, very professional. They dress fucking great. I love K-pop. Most of my best friends growing up were Korean. I just want to clarify that for the record before you try to, come at me. But I can't stand kimchi. I think it's fucking disgusting. The smell of it is what gets me. It's not even the way it tastes. And one of my family's tenants in the building that we owned, they, as a living, would make this every 2 weeks. They'd make like gallons of it and then sell it to all the local restaurants. I cannot tell you how many times I had to leave my house and wait for them to finish and air out. Like, it was just honestly, like, I couldn't fucking take it anymore. So that's just a side note for me personally. Kimchi itself, cabbage and radish kimchi, a popular fermented vegetable dish in particular, were effective in reducing the risk of obesity and abdominal obesity in both men and women. Now, I gotta admit one thing. Korean food, by far, in my opinion, what I have seen, is probably by far one of the healthiest cuisines I've ever had. The way they cook their things, the way they eat a lot of veggies and seaweed and fucking kimchi, which is definitely really good for you. I'm not surprised by this article. The association between kimchi consumption and obesity based on BMI and abdominal obesity in Korean adults and published in the medical journals BMJ Open surveyed over 115,000 Korean adults aged 40 to 69 and found that Korean men who consumed 1 to 3 servings of kimchi a day were less likely to develop obesity than those who ate less than a serving per day. So, very healthy. If you eat it once or twice a day, of course, I mean, you're eating fucking cabbage. I mean, what do you think? If these guys are eating it once or twice a day, it helps them eat less other food. So I don't see how it's shocking that, the people that eat it a lot would be a little healthier. Kimchi. Don't forget the word chi in Albanian is a very, very bad word. Do not say it. If you say it to an Albanian, you'll probably be beaten up. Just letting you know. Reuters reports French Farmers Union calls for an end to blockades as anger spreads in Europe. The riots are still going on. People are really pissed, and it doesn't seem to be ending at all. These are images showing things being burned and hundreds of thousands of farmers with their tractors blocking highways, blocking roads, and they are mad about the government subsidies, the taxes, and that they're having a harder and harder time of making a living. So it's been chaotic. And one thing I've learned throughout history, don't fuck with the farmers. You want to eat food? You want to be good? Like, you want to have food on your plate? Don't fuck with the farmers. They also grab pitchforks and will storm the fucking French Revolution was led by those fuckers. Like, don't fuck with the farmers. Don't fuck with the farmers. That's all I'm going to tell you. My last story of the day is a disturbing one, in my opinion, for those of the Muslim faith. Now, for those of us that live outside and live out the West, we don't really have a grasp of maybe other people's conflicts and struggles and what they go through. And it seems like there is a very strong and backed by the Indian government, Islamophobic type of movement really going on right now. Today's article in The Guardian is about how Hindus can now worship in a contested mosque, Indian court rules. Fears decision on Gyanvapi Mosque in Varanasi could increase religious tensions and inspire more claims. An Indian court has ruled that Hindus can worship inside a contested mosque, a verdict that is feared will increase religious tensions and galvanize further claims against other Muslim places of worship. Absolutely, this will create tension. Why? Hindus are pagan. They believe in millions of gods. Muslims cannot worship in a house that has statues. As a matter of fact, most Muslims don't keep any type of statues in their homes, especially strict Muslims. You will now want to put them in the basement of a mosque with their statues, which is a desecration of that mosque, which is what Islam is all about. It's about worshiping the God of Abraham, the one God, and not making images and not making statues. You are now taking a place of worship. By the way, a very old place of worship. It was built in the 17th century by the Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb and has been in use by Muslims for prayer ever since. Now, this might not be as crazy because you're saying, well, they could just use the basement. Like, they got plenty of other buildings. They are the majority, the Hindus. Last couple weeks, they actually built a brand new Hindu temple over what used to be a very historical mosque that was burned down to the ground by Hindu extremists. And they killed 2,000 Muslims during that time period. And the prime minister of the country, Modi, went and blessed this new temple that was built on the ruins of the mosque. It's just funny how everyone always tries to paint Muslims as they're the extremists, they're bad, they're evil. But if you really just stop and take a look at what's going on in the world, you'll notice that a lot of times they are the ones that are being brutalized. If you understood politics, if you understood history, if you understood how these dictators came into power, if you understand how money flows to these people that create these conflicts and create these regimes, you wouldn't be mad at the Muslim. You'd be mad at the people that put the people in power. Most Muslims just want to pray their five prayers, eat breakfast, work, make love to their wife, just like you, and move on with their lives. They're not here to take over your house, I promise you, and take over your lives. In New York City, we have millions of Muslims. They don't bother anybody. They drive cabs. They do a lot of the jobs that none of you would do. They stay up all night in the freezing cold cooking shish kebabs so your fat ass can eat it when you come out of a fucking club. I am sick of Islamophobia. I am sick of any type of hatred towards any group. Enough's enough already. But what India is doing is basically, it's like they're almost instigating with their Muslim community and they're slapping them in the face. And we know even during the time of Mahatma Gandhi, he was killed by a Hindu extremist of his own religion because Gandhi, may he rest in peace, was trying to bring peace between Muslims and Hindus in India. But the two religions couldn't be further apart as far as doctrine. And there's no room there. There's no space there to share the same little piece of, you know, house of worship. Just not. eBay will pay $59 million settlement over pill presses sold online as U.S. undergoes overdose epidemic. So basically in this article reported by PBS, they were selling the stuff that you can use to make pills. People were using it to do illegal shit. They got to pay $59 million in fines for doing that. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. This is your boy, Beck Lover. This is the Beck Lover Podcast, where you can learn a thing or two about life. Check out all the other episodes. Check out my interviews with amazing people. Stick around. Hit the subscribe button. Don't be a stranger. And we, my friends, will see you next time. Have a great day.